Blog Talk Radio.
Declare tonight, stay free from every Good morning. Bring them all our burdens this morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Mount Carmel International Church this morning. Amen. MCI Ministry Radio. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Come on, let's give God the glory that's due to him this morning, hallelujah, because he's worthy of all the praises. I bless God because you allowed me to come into your homes this morning, amen, wherever you may be at, praise God. I bless the name of the Lord for allowing me, amen, to come into your homes this morning. God bless you, wherever you may be at. God bless you. Let's give God some praises early this morning. Come on, let's clap our hands for the Lord. Yes, we are in a time, amen, hallelujah. Let's give God the glory, amen, because what he said, you are restored, amen, you are delivered, amen, you are protected, amen. In God's presence, amen, there is a fullness of joy, and we thank God, amen, that he allowed us to come into his presence this morning. And I'm excited, y'all, because I'm going to pray first, amen. I want to give out this word that God has put in my belly this morning, amen. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, amen, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for thy people, God, all around the world, God, that's listening, God, to this radio show this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, this morning, Lord Jesus, hi, yes, Holy Spirit, we come with a praise in our heart, a praise in our hands, a praise in our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God. Now, God, we ask, Lord God, that you take control, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you endow us, God, with the power of the Holy Ghost, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, lift every burden, God, this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we can focus on the things of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy being upon our lives, God. We thank you for favor, God, on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we command our day. We command our day to line up with your will, God. Make every crooked thing straight, Father God, for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Father. Thank you. For the things that you are preparing for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I, as I sit here this morning, Father God, I pray, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, Father God, that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow Carolyn to move out the way that the Holy Ghost can, God, have his way, Father God, on today. And we say thank you, we thank you, Lord God, for the song that pray, that played this morning, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We love your presence, God, and we say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, and we lift you up. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen and amen. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Praise God. I just want to set aside that time to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen. Today, I want to draw our attention to 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. And I know Father is going to speak to us today because there is so much, amen, that's going on in life right now. And we believe and we trust God. If we keep our focus on the Lord, He will keep us in perfect peace. If we can keep our focus, come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody this morning, amen. Praise God. Don't forget I was first, amen. Praise God. If we keep our focus on God, He said, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Amen. Hallelujah. It just came to my spirit, y'all. Come on, let's get this Spirit of God, hallelujah, that He can keep us in perfect peace. No matter what we go through, He will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. If we keep our minds on Him, stay focused, stay focused. That's the word. Stay focused, say of the Lord thy God. Amen. 2 Chronicles 14. I'm going to read. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, when Abijah died, he was buried in the city of David. Then his son Asa became the next king. There was peace in the land for 10 years. Asa did what was pleasing and good in the sight of the Lord, his God. He removed the foreign altars and the pagan shrines. He smashed the scarce pillar and cut down Astra pole. He commanded the people of Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and to obey the law and His commands. Also, Asa also removed the pagan shrine, as well as the incense altars from every one of Judah's towns. So Asa kingdom enjoyed a period of peace during those peaceful years. Hear what I'm saying, y'all. He was able to build up the fortified towns throughout Judah. No one tried to make war against him at this time, for the Lord was giving him rest from his enemies. Told the people of Judah, let us build towns and fortify them with walls, towers, gates, and bars. The land is still ours because we sought the Lord our God, and He has given us peace on every side. So they went ahead with these projects and brought them to completion. King Asa had an army of 300,000 warriors from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of praise. Come on, somebody. Armed with large shields and spears. He also had an army of 280,000 warriors from the tribe of Benjamin, armed with small shields and bows. Both armies were composed of well-trained fighting men. Once an Ethiopian named Zebrah attacked Judah with an army of 1 million men and 300 chariots. They advanced to the town of Marresha. Okay, I got to get these words right, y'all. Marresha. So Asa deployed his armies for battle in the valley of North Marresha. Then Asa cried out to the Lord his God, O Lord, no one but you can help the powerless against the mighty. He said, help us, O Lord, our God, for we trust in you alone. It is in your name that we have come against this vast army, O Lord. You are our God. Do not let mere men prevail against you. Hear what I'm saying this morning. Amen. Praise God. The last word, he said, oh, Lord, you are our God. Do not let mere men prevail against you. He didn't say against him. He said against you, meaning that Asa was saying, Lord, I know, praise God, hallelujah, that you have blessed us with a time of rest. But now here comes the Ethiopians, amen, to come and try to tear down, amen, what you have given us. We built things. We done things in your name, Lord, but now they want to come against you. They're not coming against me, but they're coming against you. Amen, praise God, because when you belong to the Lord, amen, praise God, hallelujah, what others do to you, they're not coming against you. They're coming against God. He's trying to tell us, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. There's a fight that's getting ready to take place. 10 years they've been doing well. They had times of rest, but here comes the enemy. How many know, amen, praise God, when you are doing something, amen, for God, amen, praise God, here come, you have your time of rest, but there come battles after battles after battles, and you're wondering what's going on, praise God, but God allowed us to get rest. But how many know that God, amen, praise God, he will be the one, amen, to fight your every battle. I want you to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you today, praise God, because the title of my word today, amen, praise God, hallelujah, the battle is not yours, amen, praise God, the battle is not yours, amen. Whatever battle you are facing today, trust God completely, amen, praise God, trust God completely. All we know is fight, 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 amen. In the realm of the spirit, amen, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, hallelujah, glory to God. Then we fight against, amen, people that jealous, envies, and strife. We fight against them, praise God. Then we got to fight. You fight in your house. You fight out your house, praise God. But it's always a battle. But God says the battle is not yours. It belongs to me. They're not fighting. Come on, somebody. If you are in God, oh, my God, I give you glory. If you are in God, hallelujah, you are doing what God has called you to do, praise God, they're not coming up against you. They're coming up against the Almighty God. And who better to fight your every battle but the Lord thy God? Amen? So here. There is nothing worse than taking on a fight that's not yours. You just jump into something. You start swinging, praise God. You don't even know how it started. Come on, somebody. You don't know how to get out of it. You don't know what to do. Amen, praise God. And you're fighting a fight that's not yours. Many of you right now, you are fighting a battle that is not yours. You know why? Because the Bible says, the Bible says the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm going to share the word with you, amen, that you may think quite powerful, amen, quite relevant, amen, and it's a different to take on a phrase that we hear all the time. We hear the phrase, the battle is not yours, but I want you to take it to a place, amen, and another glory, another level, another dimension of glory, because some of us, amen, were born into battles, come on, somebody, that was not ours. It hurt us, it affected us, it bruised us, it wounded us, in some ways, it directed how our future will turn out. But hear the Lord. But the battle is not yours. In the end, you're going to win. I want you to talk to God today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, praise God, we fight these battles, amen, every day. And it seems like, praise God, it's never going to stop. Praise God. But when you lift your hands to the Lord and you give it over to the Lord, amen, praise God, you got to lift your hands up to God and tell him, praise God, Lord, this battle do not belong to me, praise God, it belongs to you, praise God. I remember, praise God, the other day the woman of God told me, she said, you know what, you just go through battle after battle after battle after battle, and every seasonal battle, praise God, I want to share with you, praise God, hallelujah, it just seemed like it never ends. Amen. Praise God. But I had to lift my hands before the Lord and say, Lord, every battle that I fight is not my battle, but it belongs to you, Lord Jesus. And when God steps into a battle, praise God, you win completely. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our struggles in life are not for us to fight. The battle is not ours, but the Lord. Being a Christian in this life, we often up against insurmountable odds. Amen. Praise God. Bills are out of control. The children are acting worse, like baby kids sometimes. Our job situation is on a shaky ground from day to day. Praise God. And then we look at the gas prices steady going up. Praise God. The electric bills, amen, are climbing. The gas bill is climbing. Praise God. It's higher than usual. Praise God. Then you got the senior citizens, amen, are having to decide whether to buy medication. Praise God. That they need to stay in the, oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's always something going on. Praise God, praise God, praise God. How in the world can an honest working man or woman survive these insurmountable odds? Well, let me help you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thought that since we come together and we became Christians now, things would be somewhat easier, and I was taught that Jesus will take care of me and supply all my needs. Why am I going through such difficulties? I come to church, amen, you know how we do, pray. We say we come to church, I come to Bible study, I come to Sunday school, I pay my tithes, I pay my offering, but I'm still yet struggling. Come on, hallelujah, glory to God. You'll be saying that, God, what's up, what's going on, amen, praise God. Well, my brothers and my sisters, I'm glad that you asked, because glory to God, hallelujah, development brings me to the point of development. Point one, stand your ground. Somebody say, stand your ground. In living a Christian life, we deal with obstacles every day, in and out, day out. Praise God. Some obstacles are greater than others, but when it comes down to skin, come on, somebody, rubber meets the road, come on, somebody, we must take a stand and stand our ground. Amen. Even when it comes to biblical principles, we must take our stand. Satan loves to confront us when we are so timid to take our stand of what is right. Those that are not grounded, come on, I want you to hear what I'm saying today, praise God. Those that are not grounded in the word are nothing but puppets on the string for Satan to manipulate any way he chooses. He tell you to go, you go. You tell you to come, you come. Praise God, hallelujah. God wants us to get rooted. He wants us to get grounded in the word of the Lord in prayer time. Praise God, hallelujah. Why? Because these are perilous times, amen, praise God. And if you cannot stand, amen, praise God, he will use you as a puppet, amen. You find yourself arguing, you find yourself being bitter, you find yourself throwing in a towel, you find yourself leaving the Lord, amen, praise God, being the prodigal son, praise God. All these things have to do, amen, with the battle. God has the battle. He will fight your battle. You have to know that, praise God, and you have to stand for the Lord. Satan loves, come on, somebody, hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you today. Satan loves to confront us when we are too timid to take a stand for what is right. Amen. Those that are not grounded in the word. And you don't want to be that one, amen, that he can tell you what to do when he feels like it. You have to set your mind. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We have to take on the mind of Christ. We have to pray over our mind. We have to tell the mind, I am blessed, I am healed, I am delivered, I am set free, because everything come up against us, amen, praise God. The same way I'm going to go there with Asa, praise God, hallelujah. But God's desire is for us to take a stand. Don't compromise. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you this morning. Do not compromise. I know you don't believe me, but if we go back and look at Asa, where he's facing a big army, an enormous army. This army was that of the Ethiopian people, praise God. They had an army of 1 million people and soldiers of 300 chariots, and Asa only had 5,000. 5,000. Can you imagine looking up against this great army? Amen. Praise God. And you're outnumbered. And yes, Holy Spirit. And you're standing there. And Asa didn't even have chariots at the time. Praise God. Because they were in a season of rest. Amen. Praise God. How many know that God will put you in a place? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he has to be the one that wins. Amen. Praise God. Because why? They was well equipped, but Asa, amen, they was in a resting time, praise God. They was laid back, and they was building, praise God. And God allowed this thing to happen because, let me just say this, praise God, they have to get permission from God in order for anything to happen, praise God. So God is going to show forth his glory in the life of Asa. God is going to show forth his glory in your life as well, praise God. Somebody shout, the battle is not mine, but it belongs to the Lord. I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying to you today. You got to hold your hands up. You got to tell God, Lord, I can't do this. I went all that I know how. And he said, after you have done all that you can, you have to stand there for with your loins girded up. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Here. One thing was setting to Asa, amen, praise God. That fear was setting in, praise God, hallelujah. Asa was not even, you know how the world said, oh, you just punked out of everything, praise God, hallelujah. You ain't got nothing, praise God. And he was not backing up, praise God. He was not compromising the situation. He was determined to stand his ground. Somebody say, stand your ground, praise God, hallelujah. But one thing was setting into him, and a lot of times this happens to us, amen. We come up with fear within our heart, and fear will keep us from getting to our destiny where God wants us to get to, praise God. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, do not bury. You know, a lot of people, you know, you see a lot of graves, amen, praise God. There was a lot of blessings, a lot of gifts, a lot of things that God has in store for us, but some people never got to do what God wanted them to do because their fear has set in. Anything that God give us is going to be bigger than us. Oh, hear me with the Holy Ghost today. It's going to be bigger than you. Any battle is going to be bigger than you. Every blessing is going to be bigger than you. Your ministry is going to be bigger than you. You can't look at what you're seeing. You got to look at the God behind the vision. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, I give you glory. Asa, fear. He had fear but was determined to still stand his ground. One thing about God, when our memories begin to fail us about his goodness. Come on, somebody. I want you to hear what God is saying today. He has a way of bringing back those memories of how we got over when it seemed impossible. Have you ever been there? Praise God. He tells you sometimes, he said, I did it before, I will do it again. And sometimes, amen, he has to bring back to our remembrance of what he has already done in our life. You might say, Lord, I had a bigger battle back then, and you brought me over, praise God. So the same thing, if he brought you over then, he will bring you over again. Am I speaking in the Holy Ghost to somebody today, praise God? Fear has gripped you. You don't know where to start. You don't know where to begin. Yes, Holy Spirit. But God said, do not let fear overtake you. When I put something in you, Mashallah, mobilize, go forward, amen, praise God. Be unmovable, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God will be with you. He will not bring you to it if he's not going to bring you through it. My God, I give you glory. When we look back at those times, we begin to lean on our faith. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith causes us to put God on the line. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at 2 Chronicles 14:11. It says, and Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. He said, help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. Asa is holding God at his word. God does not, come on somebody, God does not and cannot lie. Can I talk to somebody today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to his name. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is the one that is going to fight our battles. And when I look at the word of the Lord, amen, ha, yes, Holy Spirit, God picked great men and women to do great things. Great things done is never without a fight. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Put your battle clothes on. Don't leave out with your, without the prayer time. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop praying. Let your prayer life be even greater, because what God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I look at the word, praise God, man of valor. He said Asa was a man of valor. So was Gideon, a man of valor. God is building up men and women of valor, and it's going to take you to go through some things. Amen. But know that, praise God, when you go through these things, amen, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the world. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And don't forget, amen, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. And remember, praise God, he said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed inside of you. Amen. The man of valor, strength of mind. See, I love it, praise God, when God begins to speak to us, praise God. Men of valor. This is Father's Day. Men of valor, praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Strength of mind in regard to danger. That quantity which enables a man to encounter danger with firmness. Come on, somebody. Personal bravery, courage, amen. A brave man, praise God, hallelujah. So men and women, praise God, whatever you are going through today, stand for the Lord, amen. He will make sure that he is watching over you. He has you in the palm of his hand. He will not pluck you out. You will not go backwards. You will not go backwards. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because why? The battle don't belong to you, but it belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. Somebody shout, the battle belongs to the Lord. I will be right back. I'm going to a song, and I want to finish what the Lord has for me today to give to you. Remember this, the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. come on, come on, come on. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. I pray, amen, that song, amen, has blessed you on today. Praise God. So it really, truly blessed me. Amen. Knowing that the battle is not ours. Hallelujah. You are on the air with Mount Carmel International Church, MCI Ministry Radio, with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Okay, let's get back to the business of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here he will... He will guarantee his word. He will guarantee his word. God is telling, yes, God. He is telling, and God is testing the faith of Asa. God will test our faith in him. Amen. Praise God. He was testing him. He wants our faith to grow in him. Come on, somebody. The only way it will grow is to have it exercised. Come on, somebody. We know that, praise God, that when we start exercising, amen, there is some muscles that we use. Amen. Praise God. And we be doing exercise, and it feels good on the first day, but the next day, praise God, it hurts like heck. Praise God. Every muscle that you had, praise God, that you have never used in your life begin to ache. You don't even know where the ache is coming from, praise God. So this is the same thing God does for us, amen. The only way we will grow, amen, God has to exercise our faith. And sometimes, praise God, it hurts, amen. We don't know where it's come from. Some of us get uppercut. We don't know if it's coming from the left or right, amen, praise God. We don't know, praise God. Look at Asa, amen. All that time, they was in their time of rest, and here comes a big old uppercut, amen, to tell them, praise God, hallelujah, what they was going to do and how they was going to do it. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, it is exercised through trials and tribulations, and that's the part we don't want to. We want to skip past. We want to get anointed, praise God. We want to get blessed, but we don't want to go through the trials. We don't want to go. As soon as we get an inkling of a trial or tribulation, we are out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know what I thought about, praise God? In the world, we didn't know. When we didn't know Christ and we didn't know nothing about Jesus, amen, praise God. And when mama or daddy didn't have no food, praise God, they said, you know what? God is going to work it out. They did that in that time. And then now, praise God, hallelujah, we fall down, roll over, God, you ain't doing this, praise God. But we have to exercise our faith, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. There is something that God has on the inside of us. When we get too complacent in him, come on, somebody, hallelujah, when things are going well, praise God, we forget to pray, we forget to fast, we forget to seek the Lord. Don't never stop praying, don't never stop fasting, praise God, hallelujah. Don't get too comfortable in the Holy Spirit, in the time of rest. You got to pray. When it's time of rest, that's when you store up your praise. I don't know who I'm talking to. That's when you store up, praise God, the prayer time. That's when you store up the fasting. That way God knows, praise God, that you're not coming to him only in the time of trouble, but you have came to him even in the good time. I'm talking to myself and everybody else out there, praise God, hallelujah. But listen, y'all, amen. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, amen, praise God, it says here in the verse number 12, let me go to 11. The Bible says, then Asa cried out to the Lord his God, oh God, no one but you can help this powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord God, for we trust in you alone. It is in your name that we have come against this great multitude, O Lord. You are our God. Do not let mere men prevail against you. So the Lord defeated the Ethiopians, amen, in the presence of Asa. Oh, y'all hear what the Lord is saying. He said he defeated the army in front of Asa. God will defeat your enemy right in front of your face. Amen. The battle is not yours. Be still and know that God is God. You will see that your enemies will fall by the wayside. 1,000 on one side and 10,000 on the other side. Oh, come on, somebody. I hear you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, amen, praise God. So the Lord defeated the Ethiopians and the prince of Asa in the army of Judah. And the enemy fled. Come on, come on. Come on, go with me, y'all. Asa and his army pursued them as far as Gerar. And so many Ethiopians fell that they were unable to rally. Come on. They were destroyed by the Lord and his army. And the army of Judah carried off a vast amount of their plunder. Everything that they owned, they got it and carried it away. Amen. Praise God. God allowed them, praise God, to defeat the enemy. Come on, somebody. And to take their stuff. Come on, my God, I give you glory. While they were yet in Gerar, they attacked all the towns in the area. And terror from the Lord came upon the people there. See, when God do something for you, the terror of everybody around you, praise God, they will look at you and fear what God is doing in your life. Because why? God defeated the enemy just for you. They be scared to put their mouth on you. They be scared to touch you. They be scared to make any accusation against you, praise God, because your God stood for you, praise God, hallelujah. As a result, a vast amount of plunder was taken from the town too. They also attacked the camps and herdsmen and captured many sheep, goats, and camels before finally returning to Jerusalem. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. God will give you double for your trouble. When you depend on God in your time of need, he will give you double for your trouble. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying for you today. You might not see it. You might not believe it, but I'm telling you to stand on God's word. Stand on his word today. Asa standing there in battle with his 500,000 soldiers. God caused a mass of confusion to among all of the 100,000 soldiers of Ethiopian. Come on, somebody. They did not know what to do. I'm so glad. Come on, somebody. That God is not like man. God, he's not concerned with numbers. But God is concerned with quality. Come on, somebody. It wasn't about the amount that they had. They had less than, eight of them had less than they did. See, God will give us a win when we feel defeated and we think that we cannot go on because we don't have what they had. We didn't have the ability they had. But God will give you the win. Somebody say, I win. I win, I win, I win. This is my winning season. Somebody shout, this is my winning season. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So here. The soldiers slew all the Ethiopian soldiers, not one of them. 100,000 survived. Not only did God allow Asa to be victorious in the battle. Come on, somebody. God made available for him to all the cattle and wealth out of the enemy's country. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:22, remember the word of the Lord. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. God will give you double for your trouble. Psalms 27:2, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up against me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Exercise the word of the Lord. We got to get into the word. Know what the word says for your battle. You got to understand where you're at in life. And those are the things that you have to start pulling out. If you don't remember them by where they're at, praise God, it is best to get the word of the Lord out. Get the quote, the word to God. Yes, I will be healed. Yes, I will be delivered. Yes, I will be restored. And through the scriptures, you can work the word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Exodus 14, 13 and 14, and Moses said unto the, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them no more. You shall see them again no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God is trying to teach us, amen, praise God, that the battle do not belong to you, but it belongs to the Lord thy God. There is many people that I have spoke with this week, amen, praise God, hallelujah, has been in some kind of battle, some kind of situation, but we trust God, amen, to bring us through, amen, praise God. Without the trials and the tribulations, we will always be complacent. So sometimes God has to take something to allow a fire to burn under us. Come on, somebody, that we will get back into his face again. And I want to tell you today, praise God, that you have to praise him in the middle of everything that you are going through. Know that, praise God, that the battle is not yours. Nobody greater than our Lord Jesus Christ. He will bring you through, amen, even if you don't have what they had. Praise God, hallelujah. Asa didn't have nowhere near, amen, the men that they had, praise God. But God caused a confusion to come in the midst of them, praise God, hallelujah, and to win that battle when he called upon the Lord. That's when God stepped in. See, God steps in, praise God, that when we cannot do nothing in life but our backs up against the wall, then you have to cry out to the Lord. Praise God, don't get comfortable in where you're at right now, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes we get too comfortable in a time of rest. That is a time, praise God, to bombard heaven. Don't be sleeper. He said, wake up, oh sleeper. Get up, praise God. Pray with me. Talk to me. I will show you what's down the line. I will give you vision. I will give you dream. I will show you, praise God, where the enemy is. I will let you hear the enemy, praise God. I will give you, amen, I will give you the weapons of warfare to learn how to fight to your next dimension in me, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm getting ready to go to another dimension in the Lord thy God. God said, wake up, old sleepers. Come on, somebody. You are wondering why you stay in battles after battles after battles, because you're still sleeping, praise God. It is time to get up. It is time to be that great and big army, praise God. It is time for us, amen, to know who God is. He said, I will lift my eyes into the hills, which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth, praise God, hallelujah. He will not allow my foot to slip. Come on, somebody. This is the Lord's word for us today, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory. Every battle, every battle, every battle that you're fighting, seasonal battles, battles that come back every year. We call it forth, Ekobo Shanda, the Holy Ghost, to break that thing, to break it, to break it, to break it. Every time you turn around, every year, here comes something else. Break, break, break it. We break it today, amen, by the power and authority that God has given me to speak, amen, praise God. We break everything, yes, Holy Spirit, that the enemy to us, amen, praise God. Those battles against our progress, we break, break, break it today in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, the work that God has put us to our hands, praise God. The enemy comes up against it. So today, 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 we break it by the blood of Jesus, amen, praise God. We break the iron gates today, praise God, hallelujah. That backward spirit, amen, praise God, that never wants you to advance, amen. We break, break, break it today in the name of Jesus. We will not have that backward spirit in our lives, in our family lives, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the anointing of God. The Bible says there's the anointing that's going to destroy the yoke. So we call forth the army of God. We call forth God to do things, amen, in our lives, to break those spirits, amen. We shall prosper. We shall be in good health. We shall, praise God, be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. We shall shall have land that we never till. Come on, we're asking God to break those things today, praise God. Everything that we're facing today, praise God, hallelujah, we're asking God to break it today, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. God is the only one that can stand up for us and fight. Amen. We don't fight with our hands no more. We did that in the world, praise God. And we probably was good at it, praise God. Hallelujah. But now, since we are in the Spirit of God and we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is time, amen, to win our battles on our knees that God wants us to win. Amen, praise God. Somebody shout in the middle of it, I win. Come on, somebody, because God has stood up for you today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God will not give us a word like this and he not fight our battles. So today, hallelujah, the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, I will be right back. We're going to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Then let God have his way today. Praise God. We're going to go to announcements, and I'm going to pray, amen, us out today. Don't go nowhere. Amen. I want to pray the blessings of the Lord over you. Amen.
Hello, 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 world. I pray that you're having a great day and God is yet blessing you and keeping you and restoring you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements on Monday. Don't forget to join Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil at 6 p.m. Praise God. We bless God for his ministry. And don't forget, amen, on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. morning glory service with Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. With no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil. And don't forget on Friday, praise God, Fresh Fire Friday at 7 p.m., the blowing of the shofar. We got praise, we got worship music, praise God, and a word of inspiration. And Sunday morning service, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You might get Dr. Carolyn McNeil, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. That will be 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Be prompt, be prompt, be prompt. Amen. Praise God, because I know that God has a word for you. And we are bringing the church to your home. And also, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so. Praise God. All you have to do, amen, is just hit that button. We have a Cash App, $Anointed222. That's $Anointed, A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, 222, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry. And if you need one of us, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil or Dr. Carolyn McNeil, you may do so. You may give us a call at 302-883-9799. And guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do we. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. For just being you. God bless.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank and praise God on today. I thank you, everyone, for coming on this morning. Amen. The board is lit up this morning. So I thank God for you, for allowing me to come into your homes. And I pray that the Lord has blessed you on today. Amen. That you received a fresh glory over your life today, because there is a fresh glory. Come on, somebody. There's a fresh glory. I hear the Holy Spirit, y'all. Fresh glory over our lives. Amen. No longer will we walk in this one dimension. Amen. But God will take us into different dimensions as we allow him, amen, to be Lord over our lives. So let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray, y'all. Let us pray. Father, 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 we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for thy people, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, that you will continue, Father, to have your way within their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Holy Spirit. God, that you said the battle is not ours, but it belongs to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we lift our hands up to you, God, today, Lord God, we ask that you continue, God, to move by your power in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we call Mama Shanda, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the anointing, God, to break every yoke, God, every yoke of infirmity right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth, God, the anointing, God, to break yoke of poverty, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call forth the anointing, God, to break every yoke of addiction, God. God, we call forth the anointing, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will walk with you, talk with you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue, Father God, to wrap your arms around us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, Father God, that you will allow no one to pluck us out of your hands, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty God. So we thank you right now, God, that we are getting under the shadow of the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord God, for thrusting us into a place, Lord God, and catapulting us into a new place in you on today, God, that we will walk in new dimensions in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, that our minds are fixed on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, have your way within the people's lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we are looking to you, God, for everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are encouraged today, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we start our day today, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a supernatural anointing to be upon us, God, today, God, that we will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're putting our feet, God, you're shining with the gospel of peace, oh God. God, we thank you for the sword of the Spirit, God, for the helmet of salvation, God. We thank you for it right now, God, that you are fortifying us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are lifting us up, God, that nothing or anything, God, will come to trouble our spirits, God. Even the battles that you put us in, Lord God, let it have no effect, God, but we will walk through those things like nothing, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We call forth the anointing of peace right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for our season of rest, God. We thank you for the season of rest. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you for the season of rest, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding that will keep our hearts and minds through you, God, through Christ Jesus. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. And don't forget, y'all, praise him in the middle of it, y'all. Come on, let's give God the praise. We're going to leave out with a praise. Amen, praise God. So praise him in the middle of it. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday. God bless you, God bless you, and may God keep you, and may God establish you and settle you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break. When your earth feels like it's about to shake, when you've taken all that you can take. Just remember where your help comes from. Realize it got somewhere to run. Don't worry about what you're going through. Instead of worrying, here's what you can do. Praise him anyway. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You just praise him anyway.
Lady Production. I can't hear y'all clapping.